Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. If you have any questions throughout the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad to reach a live operator. Again, for questions, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hawkins, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Hey, everyone. Dr. Dean from Help Your Diabetes. Welcome to Saturday's group call. And remember, it's every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number's always the same. The code is always the same. And just a few housekeeping items today with the holiday schedule. Okay, just as a reminder, we've been sending out emails and doing everything we can do to let you guys know. So on the 23rd, which is Monday, we're going to be closing down all the way through January 2nd. We'll be back on the 2nd. So no need to check in and all of that through that time. You know, we're all aware that the week is going to be a holiday week. Okay, and basically, you're going to be staying on track, okay? And you can, we'll get back in full swing on the 2nd when you come back, and you'll start checking in, get the food logs in and all that. And that's kind of the way it goes through this next week coming up. So after today's Saturday group call, next Saturday, there will not be a group call, all right? Once again, on Monday through the 2nd, we'll be back on the 2nd, okay? So, look, everyone, you got to get through the hard times with the holidays and things like that because it's going to come again next year. It's always going to be around. And so please don't use it as an excuse to do a cheat day and all that because you're just going to throw yourself off track. Those of you that are doing so well and you're teaching your body how to heal and function better, you got to stay on that momentum because as you move forward with doing the right things, eating the right way, and good nutrition, your body continues to heal and function better through the days, through the months, and the years. It doesn't just stop, okay? So you have to keep going and keep your foot on the gas, for lack of a better term, okay? One more thing, too. If you have anything administrative you need handled, remember, leave a message. And we'll always get back to you the same day, and except for the holiday schedule, of course. But keep it simple. When it comes to your health, meaning if your blood sugar, that fasting reading in the morning drops below 100, speak to your doctor about recalibrating, okay? Keep it simple. I don't want to overcomplicate it. You don't have to do a lot of math on that. Below 100, talk to them, okay? This way, nobody needs to go too low. If something needs to be adjusted, get it done, all right? Keep an eye on all of that. That being said, you know, if you have an issue, you have a primary physician, you're going to be in contact with them, and you get them on the phone, and if you need anything else handled, you have your team of doctors, okay? And I just want to, congratulate so many of you for doing such a great job with checking in and everything else. And remember, the check-in line, if you're just joining us for the first time and you're just on board, first of all, welcome to the Help Your Diabetes program. And remember, we do a daily check-in for the first week only with everyone, and then we jump to a weekly, okay? And you'll be checking in with your fasting blood sugar. That's the first check in the morning before you eat, a blood pressure and a weight. If you have it available, and if you're on insulin, you'll give us the insulin units. And then when we start week two, you go to a weekly check-in, get your food logs in, and you can put your readings along with the food logs so you kill two birds at one stone. And all of that is there for clarity. You got to get it down. You're going to be putting that in front of you. You'll be able to see what's going on, whether you need to fine-tune something. You know, those of you that are experimenting with some kind of bread or a cracker or whatever, try stopping that and see how your body responds. You know, you've got different things with the baking powder and the baking soda, and I understand everybody misses breads and all these things, but when we're talking about your body functioning better, whether it's we're staying away from carbonation because it's a waste product we exhale, the bicarbonate and all that other stuff, you know, it's probably not helping you your body calm down and get you down the road. Little details like that, removing the salt and the sodium, especially if you're on blood pressure meds, going for walks daily. You got to fine-tune everything and get your body functioning better as a whole. So all these little things make a difference. Foods like sweet potato and carrots and fruit or beets, those things have natural sugars. So use that stuff real sparingly and early in the day. Always combine those foods with a protein source to lower its glycemic value. You don't want to eat them by themselves. And look, protein sources, as a quick review, I'm going to try to give a nice little well-rounded review today because of the holiday time. So it's always good. You can always, repetition is the mother of all skill, as they say. So protein sources, nuts and seeds, legumes, beans, you know, any poultry, turkey, you know, chicken, beef of any kind, seafood across the board. So don't get too picky with what kind of meat it is. It's okay. Just make sure you read the labels for any added sugar or avoid items. It doesn't just mean added sugar, everyone. Avoid items on the avoid list. You don't want to see soy. You don't want to see words like dextrose, maltodextrose, sugary words like that. Something that you can't pronounce, chances are it's not good for you. Preservatives are in everything. Make sure the cleaner you eat, the less you give your body to latch onto, the better. Things like honey and things like that. Just trickle it on something early in the morning. I wouldn't go doing stuff like that too late. Okay? The sweeteners that we allow is stevia. That's what we have on the plan. There's a lot of other ones out there and that are, you know, they say they're low glycemic and all, and we can go down that rabbit hole. But stevia is the one that we allow. We like to keep it simple so it doesn't spike your sugar, okay? I'll go sparingly with that. It's super extra sweet, and, you know, it's easy to get carried away with. But, you know, that's kind of the thing with that. So if you're seeing that you're hitting plateaus with certain things and you're wondering why you're stuck, well, look at your food log. Send it in. Maybe you need to stop the fruit, sweet potato, carrots, or beets temporarily. Shut it down for 2 weeks, you know, or honey or something like that, and, you know, pull it away. See how your body responds. Maybe stop the cream of buckwheat. You know, it's okay to eat, but it's got a carb value because, remember, fruits and veggies and stuff like that are also carbs, but they're not the bad starchy carbs. You want to stay low glycemic, but still, maybe removing or stopping it, you'll see how your body reacts. You have that glucometer. You're checking your sugar in the morning. And, you know, I mean, you got the tools to see how things go. Everybody's body functions a little bit differently, even though the broad strokes for diabetes are the same. And you got to pay attention to the details, okay? So that's a quick around the diamond there. Let's see here. Today's topic is going to be about eating out. And we're going to get into that a little bit here, and then we'll open up the phones for comments and questions. And look, if you need anything administrative handled, please call the check-in line. Send an email. Again, 800-321-9054, check-in line. The support email to send in the food logs or send a question, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. All of that is not going to be active from the 23rd to this, and we'll be back on the 2nd once again. So if you're waiting for something in the email or regular mail, you need some password help or things like that, login credentials, stuff like that, you know, leave a message. We'll handle it. We'll make sure it gets to the proper department, and we'll fix it for you, okay? Whatever we got to do, we'll get it done. So that being said, the topic today is eating out, and, you know, don't overcomplicate it. You know, people, you're sending pictures and things of the foods you're eating out and things like that, which we appreciate, but you got to watch the preparation, you know, whether it's marinades or whether it's the balsamic vinaigrette on the side. They might prepare it with sugar. It can very easily happen if you don't watch it. Whatever product that they're using in their kitchen that they buy in bulk, you don't know without knowing the ingredients, you're not going to know. So the safer bet is get a little oil and vinegar on the side. It's probably better for you. Or squeeze some lemon on it so you're in the safe zone. Just because it says the words balsamic vinaigrette doesn't mean it's okay if you don't know the ingredients. So keep an eye on these things. And, you know, don't get complacent. You know, let's say you have some good readings, you're in the 120s, 130s, and you're used to having higher numbers in your life, so you're kind of happy with the reduction, but that we want something better for you. Remember, we want to get that A1C below 6.0, right? Normal fasting sugar, and off your diabetic meds. That's the ultimate goal, like we talked about the other week. So don't get comfortable with, oh, I'm happier. You're feeling better and things like that, but your numbers are high. You got to make some adjustments, and don't get too comfortable there, okay? You got to keep going. The less meds, the less stress on your liver and kidney. Remember, this type 2 diabetes is number one in blindness, kidney failure, and amputation for a reason. And so take it seriously and, you know, really go for the whole reversal and keep yourself dialed in. So eating out, ask questions at the restaurants. It doesn't matter where it is. If you're going to a nice place or a fast food or any a food truck, it doesn't matter. You have to ask about what's going on there, or tell them how you want it made, so you don't get into a situation where, well, that's how they brought it to me, so I have to eat it like that. It's very easy to look the other way with that, and you're going to kind of like not give yourself the practice that you need when it comes to moving forward in your life and keeping this thing handled. When you're traveling, you're eating out, the more practice you do, the more questions you ask, the better you're going to get at it, you know? And it's a good feeling when you can go through the holidays or go out to eat. And, you know, don't worry about what everybody else is doing. And you can make the right choices, and you can keep your readings really good and handle it. Look, as you get older, easier is better, not harder, okay? And that's the way it goes with this. So we're on the second part of the journey, so to speak. And, you know, you want to live a healthier life, a better life, and more meds is not the answer, and things getting worse is not the answer. So this is an opportunity to turn this thing around and look at it as a different part of the journey, you know, and enjoy the process. So that's the deal with the eating out. Watch the secret sauces at the fast food places. And, you know, I don't care where it is, whether it's KFC, Chipotle, or wherever you're going, they're going to do their thing. So you have to watch it, okay? And that being said, we're going to open up the phones for comments and questions. And, operator, I'm ready when you are. Take it away.
There are no questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, for questions, please press star zero. Again, star zero for any questions. Our first question comes from Les. Les, please state your question.
Yeah, I was.
Hey, Les. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Good.
But, are there any protein powders that we could put into a veggie smoothie or something to kind of get us some extra protein?
The only thing that's going to be really on the safe side is regular pea protein, like the vegetable pea, PEA.
Okay.
Basic pea protein you can find, and you can add to that as something to get you started there. The ones that are the concoctions, you got to watch out for things like, you'll see brown rice protein or rice protein or soy and all these other things that you want to stay away from. So go for the basic, and then you can add to it. If you're making something like that, a veggie one, you can have that pretty much across the board through the day. If you have fruit or something in it, go sparingly and do it early in the day, and you'll keep an eye on your sugar. It's easy to get carried away with the fruit smoothie guy, so you got to watch stuff like that. You can't just make a big blender of a concoction like you would get at, Jamba Juice or something. It's like drinking a big glass of juice. So when you concentrate something, you got to be careful. It's a lot different that think about how many carrots you can eat as compared to how many it takes to make a glass of juice. You know, you got to watch stuff like that. So It's not that it's the worst thing you can have, okay? But when we're talking about watching your sugar spikes and things like that, you don't want to get too out of hand with it. But try that pea protein. You'll find it out there, the basic one with no added grains or any other added protein sources that you need to stay away from or avoid items. And just watch that stuff, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, so the pea protein, and one more thing on that, it tastes like dirt by itself. But if you add some things to it, I've used it myself, and, you know, throw some greens in there, a little stevia to sweeten it. You can do water, unsweetened almond or unsweetened coconut milk, and get a little creative and see what you like. And put it in a small glass and get it down a little bit. You don't have to get out of hand, once again, with the fruit and all of that stuff, because it's really easy to gravitate towards that sugary, fruity goodness. And I don't want you to spike your sugar through the roof, okay? So take that for what it is.
Next on the line, we have Michael. Michael, please state your question.
Yes, Michael. Hi.
Hey, Doc. Thank you.
Thank you.
Concerned. I'm doing really great with my sugars to the point where a couple of weeks ago the doc told me to go ahead and drop the Tresiba, and I'm not taking the Novolog. I haven't given myself a shot in the stomach for a couple of weeks. But I do tend to spike after lunches or breakfast. And like yesterday, I had salmon and Brussels sprouts. Didn't have anything else with it. It's, you know, salt and pepper, but my sugar went up to 180 2 hours later. Should I be concerned about that?
Well, I mean, you know, your body's still trying to function better as you change your medication and recalibrate. Give it time. It takes time to heal. If he took you off your meds, he did it for a reason. Nobody wants you to go too low. And give your body a chance to stay on track. If you're eating healthy and you're doing the right things, stay on it. And give your body a chance to get dialed in. It doesn't happen overnight. You know,
right.
It's not like it's shooting up to 300 or something. So go easy on yourself. You're under the care of your doctor. You're not eating candy bars and stuff like before. So just give your body a chance to heal. I mean, you've already beat up this body through your life already, and now everybody wants it to happen overnight or in a few weeks, and it doesn't work like that. Especially when you make a medication change, it's understandable that it's going to fluctuate the other way. And a lot of you are so used to being on all these drugs and all this insulin and all this stuff, and you're afraid to kind of step away from it. You use it kind of like a crutch, and it becomes kind of like a problem mentally. So know that you're doing the right things and know that you're not eating the way you used to eat. That's everything. If you were doing what you used to do, yeah, be concerned. But you're doing the right things now. Now you just have to stay on it and give your body a chance to recalibrate and heal. You understand? If you have a problem and you're really worried about it, you just call your doctor and talk to him. Maybe you need to have something else adjusted. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Okay?
A couple of my morning readings were kind of low. He took me off. It's been almost 3 weeks off. He told me to stop doing the Trulicity and the Novolog. I'm still doing metformin and glipizide.
I got it.
I've got an appointment on Monday with him to lower that.
Okay.
But honestly,
I'm
doing real good with my sugars. I haven't strayed to the don't touch list, and I'm doing real good. I just was concerned about it.
Okay. Well,
that's
the message.
Near 200.
That's the message. Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Be safe and have a nice holiday, sir.
You too. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Our next question comes from Ron. Ron, please state your question.
Hey,
hi,
doctor.
Sir.
How
are you?
I'm good. Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah.
Okay, same to you, sir. Yes, thank you.
After listening to that last gentleman, I think I'm like a kind of whining now because I had one day I had 81 on my blood sugar, then the next day was 102. I'm like, and I haven't changed anything. I don't know why my body. You know?
Yeah, well, that's what it does. Well, that's look at that. There's a range in all of your lab work for a reason. You're not going to hit a bullseye every time. It's impossible. Your body's constantly fluctuating, adapting, and changing. Thank God. Otherwise, we'd all collapse. So, you know, if you check your blood pressure in the morning, midday, and after in the nighttime, you're going to have three different readings. You're not going to have the same reading all the time. Same with your sugar as it goes up and down throughout the day, depending on what you eat, stress levels, things like that. And that's why there's a range. If you're in the good range like that, there's nothing to worry about. You're good.
Okay. All right. All right.
The end.
Okay.
The end. Don't overcomplicate it.
All right. All right. My wife is saying the same thing with me. But all right. I do have a good note when I started the program. My A1C was 12, and was at the end of October. And on December 3rd, it was 8.0. So.
See, you know, keep going, man. You're doing great. That's it. It's telling you that you're on the right track. Your body's healing. This is a journey. You know, you keep going. Keep your foot on the gas. Don't get all bent out of shape about a little fluctuation and things. That's what your body does. You know, I mean, so let it happen. Know that you're in the range and you're doing the right things. That's everything. So keep up the good work, man. Great job.
All right. Thank you, doctor. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yeah.
Our next question comes from George. George, please state your question.
Hey, George.
Hello, Dr. Dean. I missed you the last couple of Saturdays. Anyway, so last Sunday my sugars was 115, and yesterday they were 91, and we went out to Chinese Hong Kong to have dinner, and I heard you say, make sure you ask the waitress what's in the food and all that. Well, I didn't. Yeah, I forgot. I didn't. So anyway, what I got. I
forgot on purpose, yeah.
Oh, you're too sharp, man. So anyway, it really wasn't sweet. I can't describe the flavor. But anyway, this sugars this morning were only 107, so must have been okay.
That's
I don't know.
Yeah, it's good. But you're on medication, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're one good numbers off medication, so you remember medications is kind of a false positive. But at least you're in the right range, though. But don't let that get you all confused in the brain, okay? So
right. I remember you saying, make sure you eat some protein before you go to bed, and I've been doing that every night before bedtime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, something light, a little protein, a little green veggie at night up to 1 hour before bed, I think is nice and light. Your body can digest that easily, and it's a good balance to sustain you through the night. But you got to watch. The Chinese restaurants are difficult, guys. You know, they put cornstarch in everything to thicken it. The teriyaki sauces and the soy sauce and the things that are drenched in butter. You got to be careful with that. And if you go in the back, most of them have that Mongolian guy cooking there. Hand them a plate to stir fry. That's the cleanest way you can go. I've even ordered Chinese where I've gotten, let's say, the chicken and the broccoli, and I tell them to steam it only. Only steam it, and it comes like just normal. And it's all green, and it's steamed, and it's light, and it's really good, but it's not as clean as you can get. So that's what I end up doing. And I really like the way I love when I get like broccoli that's real green and crunchy and vibrant rather than brown and cooked to death, you know? So, you know, keep an eye on stuff like that. But that's a tough restaurant. Just like Italian's a tough restaurant to go to also. You got to really
watch
it, okay? Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I also have a doctor's appointment this next Friday. So I'm gonna show him some of my results and see what happens.
Yeah, sounds like you're doing good. You know, you're doing good, man.
Okay, super.
All right.
Thank you, Dr.
Howard.
Dean.
Nice going. You're welcome.
Okay,
thank you.
Merry Christmas to you. Okay.
You too, sir. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
There are no further questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star zero for any questions.
So just kind of real quick, everyone, remember that when the numbers are good and you're on medication, it's not the same as off, okay? So just because you had something to eat that's off the beaten path and you had good readings, well, that's what the meds are for. That's what you've been doing on the meds this whole time, is keeping things managed and controlled. We're trying to turn this thing around. It's a lot different than managing and controlling it. And That's the message I want to get across here, okay? So medications do what they're supposed to do, and they bring the numbers down and to manage and control it, but the meds do not prevent the complications. So don't let that get you complacent with that kind of mindset that you got away with, you went out somewhere, the meds kept the numbers good. That's the same old story, okay? And I just wanted to make sure we're clear with that, all right? So... Especially with the holidays and things like that, and you know, going out to eat, you gotta really try to ask the right questions and make sure you're eating as clean as possible, as challenging as it might be, everyone. But you're on a mission to turn this thing around, and that's the way it is. Okay, no easy way to say it. All right, but thanks so much for all the calls today. They've been great, great questions. Keep them coming. Star zero if you have a question. Bye.
Next on the line, we have John.
Hi.
Yeah, John, hi.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to follow up on the Oriental questions.
Okay.
When you have like a spring roll that's in a rice paper and the vegetables are cooked, is that your better choice than...
Rice. Yeah, better choice, but you want to stay away from rice.
Well, I understand, but if you had it in a thin paper, isn't that better than a thick egg roll? I'm trying to, you know, which are the better choices. But once it comes to the table, you can break it open and then eat the vegetables.
Okay, well, that's fine if you're doing that. Yeah, well, you can break open a breaded egg roll, too, and scrape that out, too. But, I mean, you know, I mean, you can deconstruct anything.
Okay,
but you still got to watch the stuff, how it's prepared inside also, you know. So
right.
If they're putting soy sauce or something inside it and stir-frying it before they wrap it, you know, you got to watch that, too. It gets tricky. It really does. They're going to make it the way they want to make it. They're not running a diabetes restaurant. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, you got to watch the preparation of the filling as much as you do the wrapper. Okay? So.
Okay. Right.
And that's
Alrighty.
The way it is. So if you want to go to certain All restaurants right. that are going to be kind of a headache to find something, you're going to torture yourself.
Well, you know, sometimes you're just going along with the group, and the group wants to go there. Yeah. So,
I just really wanted to say
have a safe and happy holiday, and thanks for your work.
Hey, well, thank you for the questions, and I like the hard questions because they help everybody else out. So, you know, we want you to enjoy going out and all that stuff and just, you know, really try to make sure you're asking the right questions, and you have a happy holidays too, and keep it safe and stay on track. Thanks so much.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
There are no further questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star zero for any questions.
I wanted to add, everyone, that you have to work extra harder to turn this thing around. You know, the managing and controlling it with meds and doing what you normally did for all those years, you know, you get accustomed to that kind of lifestyle with the managing and controlling mindset. This, turning this thing around and getting your diabetes reversed, is full on, full time, you know. You got to teach this body how to get its insulin sensitivity back. You got to teach it how to function better. You got to put it in an environment so it can heal and fix itself. This is not a halfway thing. So you got to really lock it down. And when I say strict, I mean strict. And, you know, I don't care what it is, what you got to do. You got to really lock it down. So get the food logs in and all that stuff to get clarity to what's going on. You might have some sensitivities to some foods that someone else doesn't have. Who knows? But we can always pay attention to the detail and fine tune things if need be, okay? And you can jump up and down and scream and yell all you want about it, but this is serious stuff, and you got to take it real seriously. There's no halfway doing it. Holidays are going to be tough, and you got to pass these hard tests and get through this, okay? So we're here for you 1,000%, and we want you to beat this thing full on. And I just wanted to kind of have a little bit of a kind of a more serious tone with that, because I want you to beat this thing, all right? And that's what we want for you at Help Your Diabetes. And that being said, we're still going here. Anybody's got any questions? Star zero.
Our next question comes from David. David, please state your question.
Hey, David.
Hi, good afternoon,
oh.
Dr. Din. Merry Christmas.
Yes,
this
David.
Is David here from Houston, Texas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too, yes. Sir. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yes, I just like your comment on this food that I eat.
Okay.
It's a steamed or boiled veg plus soup that comes out of it, and hummus and salad. This has worked out good for me. It fills me up and doesn't involve any rice or bread.
Oh, okay, yeah. So. That's good.
So
I mean,
do you think this is a good dish to eat frequently?
Well, yeah, just watch the preparation, and if your readings are good with the hummus is just chickpeas, nothing wrong with that. Just watch what you what you put in it. That's all. You just got to watch what you put in it, that's all. If you're using basic seasoning and all, you're not using any kind of, any kind of sauce or something like that, you got to watch that stuff too, but... from what you're telling me, it sounds like it's okay. Anything prepared, like if you get the hummus and you're not making it yourself and you're getting it in a container from the store, you got to read the ingredients. You know, they make it 100,000 different ways, and you just got to pay attention to it. I like that stuff also, but you just got to watch what company you're getting it from, and don't take it for granted. Just because it says hummus on the front label doesn't mean all the ingredients are okay. Just be careful, okay?
Okay. Okay, Dr. Reed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It sounds good, though. You're making me hungry.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Our next question comes from Susan. Susan, please state your question.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you. I'm curious if I have a foodie cooking daughter that is trying her best to find, she's going to make some cauliflower rice.
Okay.
Out of cauliflower.
Okay.
And Yeah. And she's wondering about nutritional yeast since it's dead yeast.
Well, no, it's okay. Like brewer's yeast, people, you know, get the vitamins and stuff from it. Shouldn't be a problem. You know, just make sure the product that you're using doesn't have anything else added in there that might be on the avoid list. That's all. All right?
Yes, that's wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, sure. You're welcome.
Have a Merry Christmas. All right. God bless.
You too. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our next question comes from Anita. Anita, please state your question.
Anita, how you doing there?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good.
Just wanted to make a comment of what I discovered for myself. I couldn't understand why I will eat and I will always be hungry still. And no matter how much of the same I will eat, it still I would feel like I wasn't getting enough. And I discovered that if I drink plenty of water before my meal, you know, like 20 minutes or 10 minutes before I start eating, I get plenty with my first serving now. And so I'm very thrilled because I was starting to be wondering because I lost enough weight, so I didn't gain it. Al contrary, so I it was confusing to me. So now I realized that I wasn't drinking enough water.
Well, good for you. I mean, you know, you're really paying attention. God knows that how important the water is, you know, guys. So as far as body function and dehydration is a big problem, of course, with health issues and things. So you keep that in mind. That's a really good tip. Not only can you bump up the portion sizes of the approved foods, or you can add another meal early or late, depending on when you start and finish. When you're following that, don't go past 3 hours without eating up to 1 hour before bed. Just go with the flow of it. That kind of thing. Remember, when you eat like this, everyone, your metabolism really starts moving faster. So you're putting more logs on the fire. Things are burning faster. So, the fat's going to burn while you sleep. Weight's going to come off, and you're going to lean up. You know, that's the way it is. So that's good. You're getting your body really functioning better. So increasing the water, bumping up the portion sizes, adding an extra meal if you can, depending on when you start or finish. This is the way you do it. This is the way you're handling your diabetes. You're eating clean, and, you know, you're taking care of yourself. And that's all good stuff. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you. You're welcome. And also, one more question about the ingredients. When I buy a can of kidney beans, for instance, what are the ingredients other than sodium and sugar that I need to look for?
Well, anything like you got to watch the beans. They prepare them different ways. If you see something like ranch style or something, it's probably not going to be good because they'll put some kind of corn syrup or something in them, you know. Any kind of soy or anything like that, you want to avoid all that stuff. So just make sure you keep that avoid list close by and you don't see anything added in there. But as far as if you're on blood pressure meds and all that stuff, watch the salt. If you make the beans fresh and soak them yourself, you know exactly what's in it. Otherwise, they're going to put salt and sodium to preserve it because it's got to have shelf life. Remember that. So or if you get them, put them in a colander and rinse them with water, and do it that way, too. That'll help out.
Oh, nice. Yes, that's a good idea. Okay, thank you so much.
I rinse them all the time. I'll dump them in a colander, put them under the water, and shake them, and kind of clean them up a little bit, and then it's, you know, the next step of making it a little bit better.
Yes, right. Thank you, and I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas to you and
you
all
too.
Our listeners, and have this wonderful new year to be blessed for all of us.
Well, I love it. Thanks so much, man. Very nice. You too as well. Be safe.
Thank you. Bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
Our next question comes from Tom. Tom, please state your question.
Hey, Dr. D.
Hey,
doing great, thank you. I just got a quick question concerning
snacking on nuts and seeds.
Okay.
I do a lot of pumpkin seeds. Some
okay.
raisins.
No raisins.
Then,
no raisins.
Huh?
No dried fruits like raisins. No, none. Zero. No dried fruits.
Okay.
Zero. Too concentrated in sugar. And it doesn't matter if it's an apricot, a date, a raisin, a prune.
Uh-huh.
Stay away from that stuff. No dried cranberries.
Okay.
None of that.
Okay. And then I have sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. And when I do the nuts, I like the deluxe nuts without peanuts. Is that
yeah.
how much? How can I overdo that? Or is that
yes.
fine?
Yeah, you can overdo
yeah.
it because there's a lot of fat in nuts and stuff. It can get a little tasty, and it can maybe cause some digestive stuff. You might have some nut sensitivities and things, but, you know, just go easy with them. That's all. And they're
okay.
easy to go to. I get it. But use it
yeah.
as in addition to real food, as I call it.
Okay.
So, for
right.
example, if you're having, like, a chicken and broccoli and you want to have a few nuts, a few almonds or walnuts, they're a good source
right.
of fat and good source of protein in addition to it. I look at nuts as kind of like a supplement. You know, don't look at it like you're shoveling down your mouth, like use them as meals, unless you're stuck
right.
somewhere and that's all you got. And go with the salt-free. Always go with the salt-free.
Okay. All right, thank
got
you.
It?
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right.
So great questions today, everyone. You guys are on a roll. This is really good stuff. Thanks for all the kind words. 2020 is going to be an awesome year. What a great number, too, 2020. We're going to really keep it dialed in. You guys are going to reverse your diabetes and turn this thing around. And this is what we want for you. So let's get ready. And again, remember, on the 23rd Monday, we're going to be closed through. We're coming back on the 2nd. Okay, so you don't have to check in. If your sugar goes below 100, give your doctor a call if need be and have something recalibrated. Keep an eye on yourself. Stay on track with the food. Remember, don't go past 3 hours without eating up to 1 hour before bed. You stay away from that avoid list no matter what, and stick with that approved foods only, and keep yourself dialed in, okay? And we'll get back full swing on the 2nd and get rocking and rolling. And get recharged and get going, okay? So I just wanted to do a quick reminder there. We got about another 10 minutes, so anybody out there, *0 for questions.
Our next question comes from Don. Don, please state your question.
Yes, good morning, Doctor.
Hi, good morning. Yeah.
I'm just got a real quick question. I'm a tomato nut, and I was in the store, and I saw stewed
yeah.
tomatoes. I looked at the ingredients, and at the
yeah.
last one was sugar, so I know, I better not be doing that. But
okay.
my brain said, you know, ask a question about it. So are stewed tomatoes...
No, you saw sugar, so stay away from it in that particular product. Remember something, tomato paste, tomatoes stewed, it's more concentrated. Technically, tomato's a fruit category, not like a fruit like an apple, glycemic, but it's still, go sparingly with those things. Also, they're in the nightshade group of vegetables, and some people have food sensitivities to the nightshade group. With tomatoes, especially if you're having a plateau or your numbers aren't going in that line, look at the nightshades. Tomato, eggplant, bell pepper, doesn't matter what color it is, green, yellow, or whatever. A cayenne pepper, spicy spices, things like that, that might be an irritant that you might want to try to stop for a while and see how your body responds. Just like people have sensitivities to nuts or peanuts or something, different food allergies and things, it happens, you know? So pay attention to those kinds of things. Don't get too carried away with the nuts and the peanut butter and all of that stuff. It's okay sparingly, but don't make it like your main thing, okay? So keep an eye on that tomato stuff. Yeah, it's a great question, by the way. And not that it's the worst thing you can have, and I love tomatoes also. But if you're having plateaus and you're seeing the word sugar right there in the label, you answered your own question, you know. But as far as the food sensitivities and the nightshade group, it's something to pay attention to in some of you, not all of you, but you might want to make that adjustment and see how your readings look in the morning. Just so take that for what it is.
All right, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next year.
All right, you too, sir. Bye-bye.
There are no further questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star zero for any questions.
So we're going to give it a few more minutes, operator. We'll probably have time for like maybe one more caller question, and then we'll wrap it up. So anybody's out there that wants to bring this thing home with something positive for everyone to take into the holiday week, let's wrap this up and finish strong with this, okay? It'll be great. And just wanted to make that quick last-minute announcement. It's been a fantastic group call, everyone. I thank you so much. And anybody out there, we're here for a few more minutes, okay?
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star zero for any questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for questions, please press star zero. Again, star zero for any questions.
Okay, operator, I think that's a clue. Had a little bit of space there. Looks like we're going to wrap things up. And another great group call. Today was really, really good, everyone. Thanks for all the holiday wishes. Everybody have a happy Hanukkah. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. I'm going to cover everything, make sure. And so, again, the holiday hours one more time. I just want to make sure from the 23rd, through January 1st, we'll be closing down. You don't have to check in. If your sugar goes below 100, call your doctor for recalibration if necessary. You have make sure you have emergency numbers for your physician and things like that if you need to speak to somebody. Keep an eye on yourself. Stay on track no matter what. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the process of staying on track. You know, that's the mindset. And we're going to get through this together. We'll be back in full swing on the 2nd. And take this into 2020 and really make it a great year, a healthy year, and keep improving, okay? That's the main thing. So, operator, thanks so much for a great group call. I wish you and your company a happy holidays. And we will see you again after the holidays, everyone. And have a fantastic day. Talk to you soon. Bye now.